Blog Talk Radio.
Things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend, I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely, you get lonely, you get lonely, uh-oh, uh-oh, oh, 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 and I cry, in the wells of my eyes, oh baby. And then it got so bad, till one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you reached out your hand, you helped me, you helped me. I won't ever leave you, baby. I won't ever grieve you, baby. I'm gonna love you. Oh, 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 baby. I'm glad. I'm glad, baby. Oh, oh. Yeah, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I love you. I love you.
Smiling face in the sun. If I can't have you too. myself, then life's no fun.
Tell told me and my woman, you've been going through a lot of changes for about 6 months or so. It's been real hard to talk to one another. You know, a relationship ain't nothing without communication. How we were laying in bed, both of us looking at the ceiling overhead, eyes wide open about 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, baby, we can't go on this way. She said, you're right. I said, I know you love me, and I love you. Then we started holding each other. I felt a tear roll down my face.
Last night, me and my woman, nothing wrong with me. We're not the only people in the world who go through ups and downs. All we have to do is talk, we can work it out. Oh, let me kiss your eyes, let me wipe the tears away. Hold you tight. Tomorrow we'll feel better, 'cause it's a brand new day. Oh, last night, me and my woman, we cried together. Said we go out on the town and we party, party, party. Every day the sun doesn't shine, sometimes it has to rain. Just like we enjoy the pleasure, we have to stand the pain. Oh, let me kiss your eyes, let me wipe the tears away. Hold your clothes, let's talk to each other. I wanna hear what you gotta say. Oh, last night, sweet last night, me and my woman, we cried together. Said we never made love before.
You know we start hugging each other and kiss,
cry,
and I wipe the tears from my face, and now love all over the place.
Cry, cry,
we're not the only people in the world.
just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
We, accustomed to courage, exiled from delight, live coiled in shells of loneliness until love leaves us its high holy temple and comes into our sight to liberate us into life. Love arrives, and in its train comes ecstasy, old memories of pleasure, ancient histories of pain. Yet if we are bold, love strikes away the chains of fear from our souls. We are weaned from our timidity. In the flush of love's light, we dare be brave, and suddenly we see that love costs all we are and will ever be. Yet it is only love which sets us free. That is touched by an angel, by the beautiful Maya Angelou. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queen Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you are here with us, and we thank you. Ladies and gents, tonight we are holding space for Black love. That's right, guys. We are talking Black love ballads, the music and poems. In the wake of a world filled with so many tragedies, so much violence inflicted upon Black bodies, and the eve of Black History Month, the King and I believe we need to hold space for love, Black love, and we can't wait to hear your poetic perspective. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zwina, and I'm joined by my royal co-host, King Atterbury. King, good evening, Your Highness. How are you?
So happy to be here. Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing out there? Yeah, I caught that. I'm so happy to be here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that music set the tone. Set me back in time, you know what I mean? The good and the ugly. And the replenishing moment of that good intimacy, you know what I mean? So, I'll tell you a short story real quick. I remember back home when I was younger, I was always into music and whatnot. So when I had a lady friend come over, I timed everything just right. When I heard the knock at the door, I hit my cassette player, had the music on. She came through. And she's like, "Oh, you here, Jim?" And I just give a look, like, "Yo, just, you know what I mean?" But the look told everything, like, "Yo, you ready?"
Mackin', huh?
Yeah, but even if it was the sad moments when I had the music going, like, yo, you know what I mean? And we have conversations, so, you know what I mean? You know, back then, we didn't have cell phones on that. So, you know, when they called and said they were coming over, you know what I'm saying? And you had that certain music playing, like, yo, let's talk about, you know, what we need to talk about. You had that, you were just talking. And you just talking under the music, you know what I mean? You got the music playing, you know, setting the song for that.
If you had to pull out "We Cry Together" by the OJs, if you had to pull that out, that would be that's some good, you know, some
Yeah. Yeah, that was dope.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that was dope for music selection. And, hey, you capturing the essence of, you know what I'm saying? It is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the beauty of all the layers of Black love. And one of them has to be, like, I listen to, I don't know why, the algorithm of my social media keeps drawing me to this like, Black woman versus Black men baiting. It's a lot of baiting in that conversation, and it's causing so much anger. And it's like, you know, at the foundation of all of this, it's supposed to be love. And there was a time when you used to love somebody, whether it didn't work out or not, but just to capture that feeling. Know that you could, like, feel that way again, like, get into those moods, those moments when you were willing to be forgiven and willing to, you know, let down your guard a little bit and be vulnerable and, you know, trust. All that good stuff. Just love on somebody. But
yeah, music is everything on that. Music sets the tone for a lot of things. You know what I mean?
It certainly does. That's for sure. Yeah. Well, before we get this night started, we have to, you know, give all praise where it's due. Tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? You got to listen on King. I know you do. You rock your lips extra hard. Rock your mind too.
I go hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Raw Link now. I might have to ask CEO, could I be like the poster boy or something like that for it? You know what I'm saying? Exclusive
gym
and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I like that. That sounds good. And speaking of him, shout out to author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet, because he is the man behind everything that you guys are hearing. You know, he created this space for us, so make sure we want to get some thanks. Also, I do want to remind you, if you're listening online and you'd like to join us, you know, this is we welcome all poets. This is a self-expression, black love, and all of its rawness. We want to hear it. The dial-in number is, again, 319-527-6300. And just make sure you hit that one so we can hear your beautiful voices. Now that we got that business out of the way, King. Yeah. Feeling the music, feeling the vibe. I definitely know that it is a perfect accompaniment to some beautiful poetry about love and black love. And, you know, I don't want it to be with like an exclusionary thing, because love comes in all its forms, but the focus is black love.
Yeah,
no one is excluded from expressing their perspective on love. It's not exclusive in that way, but the focus is right now black people, black men and women need to be loved. So we see so many images of us being broken and breaking down, but like, you know, we got to fortify one another, pour into one another, and love is where that is. So, you know, bring your poetic perspective, however it might come about. We welcome it.
Hey, I see that right there, and I say this from the door, you know what I'm saying? I know a woman step inside my door, and I got some music playing, and she give me a side out. Ain't no secrets. It's on the surface, baby.
Oh, man. You have that conversation going that's like at the end of come on over to my place. Who's that, Teddy Pendergrass? Come on over to my place. You know, the conversation that you have with the woman at the end. Is that how it goes down in the king's quarters?
Nah, I ain't on no Teddy thing. My thing is, you know how people say they waiting on a SSI? That's what she going to be waiting for.
Let's get back to the show. Yeah, we got to serve up some poetry to go along with this music that we're enjoying so much. I hope everybody is enjoying it. So, yeah, let's, you know, kick off tonight. Should I bother you and ask you to start, or do you want me to start?
I'll start it off.
I thought I'd do it too much.
You know, right? Spellbound in me.
Okay, well, when you're ready, King, the mic is yours.
All right, this piece is called Lovely Night. Where the love go and the doubt grow, throw away mementos. What was close, better let it go before you get an uh-oh. Check home base for the same face. If it disappeared, turn away. There's many ways to be okay. Mouth closed, nothing to say. Journey off to a different location. Make sure you have patience. Future lady out there waiting. Take it slow, no speed racing. Single black man, super friend, to whom you hold heart. Morning sparks are never parked. Take a walk when it's dark. Check the temp. Don't be fooling around with hot fevers. Watch them breathing divas because they're going to check your meter. Smiles never last, especially when it wears a mask. Remember when to laugh so you travel better paths. Came.
What was that line? Watch them breathing divas. Say that one again,
real quick. Watch them breathing divas. Huh?
Watch them breathing divas because they what?
Because they're going to check your meter.
Oh, I was like, okay, all right.
Check my meter all day, any day, any day.
Oh,
yeah, stay.
Checking your spouse. Don't let him check your spouse, Ken. Don't let him do it. Do not let him do it.
Are you checking? I check your meter, baby.
Okay. See?
Being around me, you check that hay fever.
Right. Oh, bars tonight. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's still early, and we already misbehaving. We didn't even hit 10 o'clock yet. You got to behave yourself at least half the show, sir. Okay. All right. So I have this piece that I shared this with you, but this is a piece that I wrote. It's about love. Ready to hear it?
Okay, let's go. Let's get it.
Okay. I think then we call it Love Me Simply. Love me simply. Come sit with me. See into me deeply. Until we are intimately invested, let's get wet. Dip our thoughts. Paint my temple in wet kisses. So blissful they hold innuendo. Let's love simple. Scissors it. Commit to a closeness so complete it feels stolen. Commit to a closeness that emboldens our souls. Let's get real, real close. Won't know where I begin and you end. See, I'm trying to survive off the breath you spend. Let's be kinsmen, forgiven, aligned with each other, be tribesmen. Let's rock with each other till our souls in alignment. Strategize our minds. I'm talking divine timing. Let's fortify one another till our bones are emboldened. Pour into one another till our bodies are swollen. These moments are the making of the purest devotion. These are the moments that will hold us when passion stops flowing. We plant in the deep roots that get bruised, never broken, but let's focus. Look at me. Train your eyes. Match my gaze. Trade energies. Match frequencies. Adorn each other in praise. Navigate the maze of one another's ways. Sink deep tooth into the sweet fruit of what sets our hearts ablaze. See, it's instrumental. Our metaphysical evolution behooves us to. Let's do it. I'll be me, you be you, we be beautiful. I know this ain't the closeness you're bad at heart is used to, but today, let's take the long way for a moment. Love me simple. And that's that piece.
Snap it. Ooh, you got a way of bringing it out, queen. That's what sucks. That's what. Tonight.
Yes, it's all about that love. It's all about that love. Well, before we get started,
right.
I'm going to play one quick song to, reset the vibe and put everybody in that love mood, okay? If you feel this one, you're going to do it from the opening bar, and it's just, you're going to feel it. It's going to take you to a place. Okay, hold on. Tell me what you're feeling about this one.
Yeah.
That's one of my all-time favorites right there. I just leave it right there.
Oh, my God. That song made me think of trying to rub ice on your neck so your parents don't know you have a hickey. Those days.
I did whatever I felt like doing. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, yo. I'm just playing the music. I'm going to be like, yo, close that door. Okay.
Wow.
Say like I hear music playing while see I'm watching TV. So I'm like, okay, you sure? Close the door? All right. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It definitely took me back, though. It definitely did. So I hope everybody.
That motion in the ocean.
Yes. I hope you put everybody in the mood for some love, black love. I can't wait to hear what, you know, everybody's bringing tonight. It looks like, you know, the lines are filling up. Welcome, 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 everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to hear you guys. Really can't. Oh, man, this is a good night. Oh. Okay, King, are you ready to take our first beautiful caller?
In the mortal words of Jay-Z, bring them out, bring them out.
All right. First up on the mic is the beautiful, the wonderful, the spiritual and the ethereal La Perla Negra. La Perla Negra, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you, beautiful?
Wow. Ethereal? Oh, wow. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Thank
Fabulous.
You. How are you doing tonight? Hey, Queen and King. Oh, my goodness. Yo, y'all got me in here, like, hyperventilating them songs. Oh, my God. Listen, y'all got to take in consideration, it's some of us that live alone, okay? We can't roll over and put our arms around somebody. And them kinds of songs make me want to get dressed and go out.
Some of us live alone. I mean,
hey,
playing all these songs on us. What's wrong with you, bro?
I totally, totally feel your pain. Trust me. But you can remember a time of when you were rubbing a cold spoon on LaPrella Negra. You remember that. You got to rub a cold spoon on your neck.
You didn't see what I typed in? Not the, girl, yes, that was my thing. Because I went through my period. It was with my very first boyfriend. And, you know, we liked it. Well, we called it necking back then. We ain't call all that.
Yeah.
But we called it freaking and necking. Okay? We ain't called all this vulgar shit. Yes, I remember the cold spoon. Well, you know what? I've always had a particular sense of style, so I didn't mind wearing the little mock necks with the arms out, you know what I mean? So my mom, and I pretty much had a lot of hair, so I would fix it a certain way where it would cover my neck. So, but yes, I do remember the ice, the spoon in the freezer and the ice on the neck. Yes, I do.
Was that what you ladies did? Wow.
Look,
hey, listen, we wasn't allowed to
wear
free, so we
were.
My mom must have
got them girls in trouble back in the day, huh?
My mother was very, very strict. She did not play that, okay? She like, you harlot.
Right.
We didn't call them hickeys, we called them love marks. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, we called them that too, but over here in Philly, we called them hickeys.
Right, but the man.
You know, and then when girls be walking, I'm like, yo, I did that. That's me.
Oh my gosh, it was like that. It was branded.
No.
Oh, we didn't
know it. Yeah, no, that's me.
God.
That's me right there. That was last night.
Oh my god, no.
Yeah, he freaked out.
Yo, when you live in the project, someone like, yeah, I mean, you do your thing. Project love. Yeah, I mean, yeah. That was
me
last night. Word, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
My older brother, he was like, if he thought anybody was stealing me, they was going to get beat up. So you had to be very incognito. You were going to do anything. Thank you how old you were. He said, listen, I can tell you some stories. He's very protective. So, yes, we had to go through all of that, the spoon and everything.
Yo, well, you know what, my boyfriend, he was a really, really soft-spoken guy. He didn't talk a whole lot. Now, I don't know when he got around his boys, but he probably did, you know, talk, but it wasn't like a neighborhood gossip thing where he lived. You know, it's just in his little circle if they did holler. So I didn't worry too much because I never felt really uncomfortable with him. So he was a nice guy. He was really sweet. He was a freak, but he was sweet.
Hey, LaPearl, it was the fact that throwing somebody business out there, it was nobody knew if you smashed and dashed or you just clashed with that chick. You know what I mean? So that's why, you know, my project, they probably just thought you and her hugged up and kissed and shit like that. That's why I was like, yo, that was my work last night. Word. You know, you just left it right there. So a person's like, oh, all right, he checked it.
I think we're taking King too far back down memory lane. He forgetting he is a single gentleman now because he's going back to his wild ways. We can't let him know all these secrets.
I ain't got no secrets. I'm a front page story.
I feel you, but somebody feeling probably hurt right now, and it's too close to Valentine's Day.
They ain't feeling great hurt. They know who they be dealing with. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
We going to leave that right where it's at, aren't we?
Yeah, you want to lay where it stay. You know what I mean? This is me. K-I-N-G. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, you know what?
Wow.
We just come here for poetry, so. We definitely need to get to that before we take King too far down memory lane and, you know, look at him a little differently. You know, got to give him the side eye. Like, you did that. You said that.
I love the side eye. I mean, I feel like that's so affectionate.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, like we said, the night is all about black, you know, black love. So... I know you got beautiful love poetry, so you could just flip through your book and land on anything, but I hope that you selected something special for us tonight.
Yo, I'm nervous. I just wrote this. Oh, my God.
Love some fresh ink. Absolutely, yes. All right, we're going to get on out of the way. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, like I said, I just wrote this, so this doesn't even have a title. Can we talk for a moment? You know, soul to soul for a few years. I mean, that special conversation that can only gain understanding through love's light. And for me, that light is always on because I speak truth from, through, and to purity of heart. The only kind of conversation I want to have. Beyond skin and the thin veil of superficiality. So deep that we have a lane with no traffic, with signs on that road in our own love language. Can I talk to you about how I look forward to you every day because I love and need you? About how your knowledge is growth and the tree I can always pick fruit from. About how I want not just to feel your arms around me, but your emotional embrace. How when I close my eyes, I see your face and long for the chance to touch it because our skin together is the most beautifully in tune connection. Like extended kisses with my legs around your waist as we are submerged in a hot spring or making love under a waterfall of pristine waters. It's just the perfect complexion. Or how there's no such thing as the existence of space and time because I get lost in you when our fingers intertwine. I just want to know you. Well, can we talk for a moment? And that's that piece.
I love that.
Cool.
Yes, that.
That line about a lane with no traffic through me. And then the one where you were like the most beautiful in tune connection. Like, that's the most sacred thing. Oh, the way you captured ideas and the nuances of love. I love it so much, Perla. This was dope. Definitely.
I have something for Perla Negra. The most beautiful thing in this world, just like that.
Oh, yes.
That's how I feel about that poem. The most beautiful thing in this world.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Absolutely wonderful. So before we let you go, I forgot to do this last week, but I do want to make sure you get a chance to let us know what you have going on for your busy self in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Wow. Okay. So I'm going to start with Wednesday nights. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Now, we haven't touched on a topic yet, but you know how we do. We like to tease y'all up until it's time for the show. So I know whatever we come up with, y'all going to love it. Every other Saturday, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation, or just sit back, put your feet up, and listen to some smooth sounds from my playlist. Every other Friday night, I am one half host of Iron Sharpens Iron, and I co-host with Epiphany's own Anonymity, and that is from a Royal Pen's perspective. Now, depending on how, you know, the CEO of Epiphany Radio is feeling, you know, we have a show called Soul Cafe, and I am one for the host where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, Poetic, and Just Jay. Now, y'all come on by because we got a second half of the show, and it's a segment called Pick Up Your Pen. You will love it because it helps you tap into your creative side within a time constraint. And you'll be amazed at what you come up with. And I believe that's about it, y'all.
That's the busiest woman in radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I love it, though. I love it.
And you do an amazing job. It's, you know, you spread your energy on everything that you're into, and it's always a vibe. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you check out the shows and check out La Perla Negra. She is you just gotta catch her vibe. She's a vibe altogether. So La Perla Negra, thank you so much. You're so welcome.
You're welcome.
You so much for joining us tonight. And stay tuned, listening. And yes, indeed. All right, one love and one mic. All right.
One love, one mic.
Down your two stars. Ooh, shots of Remy, playing confession.
makeup, though. So I think about. I was just thinking about this song, and I'm like, you know what? Forgive the most egregious BS, but it's that makeup. Like, something about the makeup, if you know what I mean.
Some,
you know what I mean, right?
Something, well, some relations are not to be made up with them, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that's just my perspective. Let it go,
but let it fly. But
you
know how when you're in the thick of it, and you're in a place of forgiving, sometimes that song will push you into a place of, like, forgiving someone, and it's like, you know, makeup, the period during when you're making up with someone is so, like a drug sometimes. It really is. But I love that song. I really do. But it got some good and some bad memories attached to it. That's all I'm going to say.
It's a beautiful song. It is on that. But you know, when I broke up with somebody and I forgave them or whatever, or, you know, they did wrong, you know what I'm saying? You forgive a person and I just learned to move on. Goodbye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not meant to be. Never was. Here's your wing.
True. That's a hard lesson. Yeah. But, you know, that's a question that I would love to understand. Like, how do we heal if we always have to protect ourselves?
How do we heal?
Someone? Yeah.
A lot of,
if we always have to protect ourselves,
that's a heavy one right there. Yeah. Everybody has their own vice and everything, you know what I mean? So what may work for one person might not work for another person, you know what I mean? It's all about individuality, you know what I mean? And what you went through and how you, but like I said, it's all about, you know, each individual, how you see it, how you want it. Was it a lesson learned from it and you just move on and stuff like that, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's a hard one. There's no direct answer today, you know what I mean?
Right. Sometimes you just got to call a spade and let it go, but, you know.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
Like that, that what's McCall song? I think you better let it go. Looks
right.
Like another love chicken hill.
Don't make me go get Teddy. Don't make me bring Teddy into it.
Teddy, are you ready? What's going on?
Oh, man. Y'all stay tuned, because King and I be in the background just vibing off of different music and just setting different tones. So, you know, stay tuned, because we bringing some vibes to you guys for sure. But you know what? We need to go ahead and get these lines open because the peoples are waiting to share with us.
All right. Let's open them lines up.
All right. Next up to the mic is C34 Music. I believe I have your number. Yep, that's you. Welcome to King and Queen's Courtesy Double. It is wonderful to hear your voice. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm fine. I'm like, how you change it up to Black Love? I was about to go Militant, Public Enemy, all that stuff. I'm like, dang.
It's coming. You know, definitely. Oh, and, you know, the Get Down, Gay Rob with Love, you know, he got some things lined up that'll fit under those guises. So make sure you tune in on Thursday night.
You know what I mean?
For the Get Down, you know, he loves those types of poems. But for now, we're trying to, you know, with everything that's going on, it's like healing and love is the flow. Mm-hmm. I know, but you know what? This is open space. So if you already on a vibe and you would like to share it, you know what? We ain't even going to hold you.
This is also the King and Queen's Court. So we always hold hospitality before hostility. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So we have forms of humility the way we open up our kingdom. You know what I mean?
No. You know what I'm going to do? I've got something for it, for the Black Love thing, even though I don't get limited to that because I'm love in the mist. I'm chill. I'm universal. Y'all can't touch that.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, I believe, the thing that I was going for is like, you know, a segue into Black History Month. So let's begin it with some love. We're going to get into those pieces where we're going to be more on, you know, get into some history, get into some current events, what's affecting people currently. But, you know, we try to cultivate certain things.
Plus, you were playing Black History earlier with Lenny Williams mm-hmm. saying, maybe you don't know love before. And then you got the OJs.
And
then you got the OJs sitting there. Eddie LaVert just begging. I'm like, okay, get it out, man. Get it out.
But have you ever been there when you just coined your chest?
I'm like, I know you mean it, but doggone, man.
Where is the music like that? Like, you feel it. You don't just, you experience it. The music nowadays, I'm looking for a good love song.
Well, I have a, you know, I don't know if you remember this song called Request Line by Rockmaster Scott and the Dynamic Three.
The Request Line?
DJ, please pick up your phone. I'm on the Request Line.
Oh, yeah. DJ, please pick up.
Well, I have a request. I have a request for you DJs.
Okay, let's see if we have it in our arsenal. What is it?
Remy Ma and Papoose, Black Love.
Oh, that would be dope. I don't know if we have it, but I'm going to look it up for you. And if I can't put it in a thing, I'm going to definitely put it inside of the Facebook group. So, you know,
there's
some history in there too for us. Okay. All right. All right. If you are respecting me with the music, I was going to ask how I was doing, but you gave me some homework. But you know what? I love it because you expand my horizons a little bit. So I'm going to check that one out. All right. Well, C-Devil, we're not going to hold you any longer. We're going to get to this poetry. So when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping to go musical and metaphorical with this. This piece is called Still Waiting. You know, I want to be your lover, that's all. I understand the controversy of people calling you scandalous. It's been revealed during the time you was employed as a lady cab driver, going 100 miles per hour in a 55-mile zone in your little red Corvette. Why didn't you take me down with you down Alphabet Street? Remember when I met you in 1999 at a club called Erotic City? I wondered if you could be the most beautiful girl in the world. I thought could have had the greatest romance ever been sold. But you told me to get off as if I was your girlfriend. I was still waiting uptown with darling Nikki and this dude we call Computer Blue to get an answer, but I should have known. The beautiful ones like you, I adore and I hate you. And yet, me with this dirty mind of an international lover wanted you to do me, baby, and no. The minute I buy you diamonds and pearls will be when pigs fly and when doves cry. I mean, why you want to treat me so bad? And how come you don't call me anymore? See, you got me still waiting in the mood for you to let me rub you the right, but my, how you got me going half crazy believing we are a perfect combination. I mean, let's get the mood right. Let's spend the night. I mean, are you my lady du jour or just a fair weather friend not seeing? I've learned the process of what changes boys to men. It's not all about being curious pertaining to my body all over your body. But there you go again, keeping me waiting for a girl like you when I wanted to know what love is and I don't want to live without you. If you could see double vision of how urgent as to why I can't get enough of your love, you'd stop being this jukebox hero playing head games with me. But I'm still waiting like a sexy mother, complete with cream as a party man in the signs of the times, wearing purple in the rain, ready to kiss while you rock that raspberry beret, damn you. Now, Do you want some pancakes? In peace.
It's the closing line for me. Okay, Frank, come through. Come through. That was dope. I love the way you put that together.
Yeah, how long's the place? That's what's up, man.
That is. Absolutely. Yes, big up to Roger RRP for sure. Yeah, that was dope. That was definitely awesome. You know your music. You definitely know your music. King.
Hey, that's what it's all about, paying homage, man. You did a great job with that. I mean, definitely just feeling that.
Well, I tried to give you the black love, and I tried to give you the black history all in one shot.
And you did that. You delivered. You certainly delivered. Well, C-Double, thank you so much for joining us. You know, stay tuned, listen in, and hope you catch the vibes. I hope, you know.
Yeah, I got to go see Eric LaVert and see what is his problem. I really do. He's getting on my nerves with that, yelling at me and stuff. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? You and Teddy.
And Teddy, yes. Turn them off.
Turn them off. I'm like, doggone, man. You ain't paying the electric bill. What's wrong with you?
Like, I wasn't even doing anything. I turned my lights over. He had to.
Yeah, it's like clap on, clap off. Send me over there so I can get drunk.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great evening. One love, one mic.
Hey, one love, one mic to the both of you. Yes.
Thank you.
If tomorrow is judgment day, and I'm standing on the front line, and the Lord asked me what I did with my life, I will say, I spent it with you. If I wake up in World War III, I see destruction and poverty. And I feel like I wanna go home. It's okay, you're coming with me.
My love is your love.
You said it, you were thinking it too.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
at Epiphany Radio.
Take your socks off, David Davis. Welcome back to King and Queen Quarters, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Oh, my gosh. You know, we've reached, it's 10:18 now, and I do see that we have a little bit of time left for a few more callers. We're going to get to you guys on the line in just a few, but I do want to take the time to remind everybody, if you're listening online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. This is Epiphany Radio, and all are welcome. Join us. Make sure you hit that one so that we can hear your beautiful voice. All right, King, it is time to get back to the poetry.
Yeah.
I had to let that Prince joint play to the end. All right. Throw out a moment. What's a moment that you could relate to that song? Adore by Prince? Okay. All right. Plead the fifth. One, two, four, five, two.
Yeah.
We're going to leave that where it's at and get to the next caller.
Yeah. We're going to let that label stay. Right?
Okay.
Yep.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It looks like next up on the mic is our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Lady A, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing this evening?
Good, thank you. How are you all?
We are doing wonderful.
We chilling up in here, feeling the vibes of the music. You know what I'm saying? It's like mm-hmm. the old school jam. We got in here getting lifted.
Absolutely. Let's not forget about the poetry, the beautiful poetry from the Perla Negra and so far C34 music. That's a tongue twister, but, you know, it's awesome. And now you, in your beautiful, beautiful perspective.
No. Well, I know the instruction said that it was black love, but I think love transcends color and time and space and everything. So I felt mm-hmm. I would like to call in and share what I've done. Oh. I've taken bits, verses out of several of my poems and put them together in one poem. And it's called Music, Dance, Love.
Absolutely, yeah. All right, well, we're going to get on out of the way. And like I said at the top of the show, you know, all perspectives of love are welcome, but as we allude to Black History Month, we just made the topic about
thank
that,
you.
But we definitely welcome your poetic perspectives at all times, my dear. So when you're ready, it's all yours.
Thank you. Music, Dance, Love. Hip to hip, his hand pressed in the small of my back. Van Morrison is playing, my classic little dress is black. Flesh melting together, one, our feet dance in sync, blended bodies bend and bow, like there was no earth beneath. Slow dancing, his hand trembling, hers resting on his neck. Up the stairway to heaven, their dance was love they made. Technicolor music notes steeped into her core, iridescent purples sashay across the floor. Silver silk ribbons sing sultry sensual songs, worshipping the gods of Jupiter and Mars. Music plays, we dance, one entity never ending, unspoken words bleed into you, into me, one blood coursing through our bodies, one love, green eyes pierced blue, spirit love transcending. Tender lips, melodic kiss, ethereal, hands, fingers caress, divine, sensorial, poetic voice, balmy upon my skin, your arms strong wrap round to hold me in. I taste your love language on your lips, full and soft, tongues can't resist. Suckle lower lips, sweet, kiss me all through the night. Love transcends the spoken word, touch, sight, taste, and sound excites. I love to speak his name. Great comfort it does give. My ear receives the sound, his name, his love relive. Love songs, sweet and tender created, graze our lips faded, no deeper love mated, no words articulated can tell the world we love, touch and breathe as one. Then Indian summer, warm breeze off the water. Tu es l'amour de ma vie, je t'adore, je t'aime pour l'éternité. And poem.
Wow. That was absolutely beautiful, Lady A.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for sharing that piece with us.
Yes, the vibrance and the colors that you painted in the beginning of the poem, like the dancing. That line, we were like one blood coursing through our bodies, or well, one love coursing through our bodies, one blood.
Unspoken words lead into you, into me, one blood coursing through our bodies, one love, green eyes pierced blue, the spirit love transcending. It's beautiful. Love is beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Indeed, and you painted it so vividly. I love this piece. I really do. Thank you so much for sharing it with us tonight.
Thank you. One of the songs that was inspiring to me and has been all along is I like Bill Withers and Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone. And I've got, lots of beautiful songs.
He does. Oh, man. That's definitely a classic right there. Oh. And I know. Oh, that part right there? Oh. Okay. All right, I'm telling you, the memories that underpin this music for me, it's like a moment.
I know, eh? Yeah.
When you bring it up, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely feeling it. And I'm feeling where you took it. It was very beautiful. Again, thank you so much, and thank you for joining us tonight. Is there anything
you
that you have going on you'd like to promote while you have the air?
Not really, no. I'm just spending time. I'm doing a lot of painting and writing and just trying to muddle through, so it's been okay. I find the winter's gone by fast already.
It has. I'm thinking, I saw like one cold day and it's been, but I'm not going to complain. Too much.
No,
I don't really care for the cold, and I don't care for rough.
And we've had hardly any snow, and this winter there's no ice in the water even.
Yeah, it's a little scary, but you know what? I'm gonna take it one day at a time. We gotta make change, in whatever little ways that we can, in order to affect the difference. So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna keep on, affecting change in our own ways, and hopefully it'll make a difference. I really hope so.
Yeah.
All right. King, did you have any feedback for Lady A before we go ahead, guys?
No, I sat back and enjoyed the piece. You know what I'm saying? The release of the piece, which was very nice. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That is very beautiful. Again, Lady A, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate you. So stay tuned for more music and poetry. And again, tune in next week with us. We'd love to hear your voice.
Yeah.
All right? One love.
Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
All right. I'm going to throw in a quick little bit of music. I'm right here.
Kind. All things lives we've been through. I'd never have the courage to come back to you. We're all entitled to make a mistake. We got to prepare for some heartbreak. I was earning my man while I was earning my man. Something you young girls might not understand. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
There was an old lady sitting under a tree. She called me over and she said to me, my days left here may not be long. I wouldn't waste my time telling you nothing wrong. But love is a flower that needs the sun and the rain. A little bit of pleasure's worth a whole lot of pain. If you learn this secret, how to forgive, a longer and a better life you'll live. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
Anything worth having at all is worth working for and waiting for. Some of my closest friends have thought they had their thing on the string just because their man was bringing them flowers and candy and all kinds of gifts. Mm-mm, honey, some gifts are just to make him feel better while he's on his guilt trip about the night before. You know what I mean. Especially when you know you haven't been doing the things you should do. Think about it. What is the man trying to tell you? Sometimes flowers mean maybe we should just be friends. Do you get my drift? Hang if you can hang. No pain, no gain.
In order to get something, you gotta give something. In order to be something, you gotta go through something.
Be a cook in the kitchen, a lady in the street. You can't show your piece to every guy you meet. It's alright to be a little sweet, but be a mama with the kids and you know what in the sheets. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain.
No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
See, you can't give up, the times get hard. It's just that old devil trying to keep us apart. Say, devil, you ain't got nothing here. I'm
gosh, I'm over here in a zone. I don't know about you guys, ladies and gentlemen, but the we're talking about black love ballads, and these joints are definitely taking me back, and the poetry is definitely putting me in the mood for love, you know. So, King, how are you feeling?
oh, I'm good money over here. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah. That's good to hear. You enjoying yourself?
Always. You know what I'm saying? I'm a music lover. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That song
stop
right
of being a lover's lover.
I know. But that song right there, oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to just keep it to myself, you know, but I hope you guys are enjoying it. Because I'm having a whole breakdown over here, just putting me all in my feels, all the feels. I'm feeling all the feels. But we are definitely going to keep this party rolling and get to our next caller. King, are you ready?
No doubt.
All right. It looks like next up on the mic is one of the newest additions to the Epiphany Radio family. This is Saturday night. Ms. Gina Storm. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Gina. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Happy Monday, y'all. This show is crazy.
Thank you.
The music is amazing. The poetry matches. This is dope.
Ooh, yes, it's all about those black love ballads. Yes, definitely. Thank you so much. I'm glad you're enjoying it. But we welcome you. Thank you so much for being here.
To be here. Jay and I had a wonderful show on Saturday night. We have both co-hosted Epiphany for years. I had a show on Epiphany, I don't know, over a decade ago. But being home, it feels like to me something that I have to do. It's not an option. It's a necessity. So I try not to miss any shows if possible. So that's why I'm here tonight.
I understand, and we appreciate you for being here. Saturday night, I was tied up in 7-, 8-, and 9-year-olds smelling like feet.
Woo!
I'm sorry. You know those places that they go to, it smell like
feet. That's
all right. But, yeah, that's what we were. But I'm sorry I missed it. I'm glad you guys had a good show, though. And again,
that's fine. It's a good time had by all. We're family. We'll catch each other. You know how it goes.
Absolutely. For sure we will. But we do thank you for being here. King, are you saying something?
Huh?
I can't really hear you. Did you say
my
something?
Cat was
right?
No, I'm saying. No.
Oh, the cat.
Huh?
Okay. Yeah. All right. The cat had something to say. She want to sit. She has to call.
See, every time I'm on the phone, she says for us.
Look, tell her when she finished her poem, she got to say poem so we know she does.
There you go.
All right, Jacob. But, you know, we definitely want to hear some of your beautiful poetry. Are we getting one of your beautiful key styles or some written work? We know that you know.
It depends on what y'all want to hear because I have written lots of love poetry about love songs in particular. And I have one. I have an idea where I would go if I started to do one off the dome. So I'm going to let y'all decide.
Okay. King, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking just go with the flow. You know what I'm saying? We got the subject matter out there. You know what I'm saying? Black love ballads. That's where we at. Okay.
All right. The one with the music sounds good.
Yeah, keep that same energy.
I like this one. So this is where we're going to go, y'all. I wrote this because this is a written one.
Right.
On July 18th, 2013.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I titled it.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I titled it Old School. He loves me like an old love song, hard and strong, playing me closely and loving me deeply. On repeat all night long. See, for him, this is not a game. It's the real thing. It's not a rehearsal. It's the show. And I got to tell y'all, it feels so damn good. I knew that one day it finally would. See, he's not temporary. He's the one who totally gets it right. We talk daily for hours and every night. Cute text messages all in between with emojis and we FaceTime whenever possible. I need to see him smile. And he loves mine, too. I owed him this chance. See, the things that happened to me from past loves didn't dismay me to the point that I could not love him the way he deserved it or I completely gave up. His broken heart has healed enough, and each kiss reassures me this love is real. and doesn't just take place in a romantic movie. It's our love story, and it's groovy. He has awakened the new me. Our hugs are intense, and we just make sense. I love the math. Being together is a balance. He listens when I speak, truly gets me. I respect him completely. I'm glad I can be authentically me. I'm blushing often. His tough shell has softened my hard exterior, and I'm all in, free-falling. He's my safety net, and I haven't a single regret. This feeling is amazing, as good as it can get. It's got that old-school love, you know what I'm talking about, 90s love songs where my name is Honey, and he wants my love, and we'll make a baby before the song ends. It's as good as it gets. We both believed that it was possible, and now we found this love. Just free-falling in love. My king, I'm his queen. Royally reigning, constantly winning. It's hard to believe that this is still just the beginning. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
You see that? Whether she's in her style, she's pulling it out of the crate.
Like
that's that word.
Thank you.
Yeah, he loves like old school love songs, hard and strong. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Free falling.
When I wrote the line about it being a 90s love song and me being his honey love, I didn't know R. Mm-hmm. Kelly was going to go to jail or act a fool, but I was a fan then, so don't hold it against me. That was 10 years ago.
Right.
My life is different. His life is different. Y'all know. But still, I felt like the love ballad still, you know, it counts.
Absolutely.
In the,
and I did
in the
90s,
a lot of babies were made to R. Kelly songs, right?
Listen, right. You know? Listen. It's like ripping a part of your history out of your brain. It's impossible. But
yeah.
I definitely caught those references. That was beautiful. That was definitely a dope piece. I love
Thank
it.
You,
appreciate it. Was you know, song it reminded me of the song by he says he wants a Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, a little Aaliyah. You know what I'm talking about?
That's Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx, yes. He said he wants some Ready for the World.
That was Kanye West.
Oh, I forgot about Ye. You know what? I'm sorry. So I also turned my light off. So I was a fan of his too back then. I'm sorry. When you live in the Chicagoland area and people associate you with certain artists, sometimes you have to remove yourself. Okay, so we talking about two of them. But music was dope. I'm not mad, and you can't take that away. All I know is sometimes they make choices in their personal life I don't agree with. So, yeah.
Right. It's hard to separate them, but you know what?
Yeah, we can't do nothing about the stars and their celebrities and their private lives, but the music they put out there is legit. We have to honor it. Okay. So I thank y'all for tonight. This is beautiful. And I love mm-hmm. the OJs. And like I said, that Betty Wright song, my mom was about that life.
mm-hmm.
She went to see her in concert like twice. Oh, yeah. So
mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. Yes, this is a good way to start the week and end the month.
It is. And as we segue into Black History Month, you know, I can't wait to see. I know that the Tiffany Radio family is so creative, and I know that the lineup for Black History Month is going to be very dynamic. And just letting you guys know, you know, tune in every day of the week. There's always something going on, different perspectives, different points of views. And just before we let you go, do you want to let us know what you guys have going on?
Oh, yeah, so it's Monday. So today is Monday, and I don't have anything unless I call in every other Monday. If y'all not here with Larry Maddox, like La Perla Negra said, with picking up the pens portion of the Soul Cafe being one of my favorite things to do in poetry, coming here tonight and the music that you played made me feel like I was reminiscing on my life. There's a timeline of what's happened with me based on the songs that were played. So, love it. on Tuesday night, whatever show that Mojave has is, I try to stop in if I can. On Wednesday, I love to come into La Perla Negra and Miss VIP in the Erotic Love Zone because I celebrate Black Love 365. Thursday, mm-hmm. Get down the first one in February with Van Metals, a.k.a. Poetic, and J-Rock, the Wise Son. And on, not yet. And on Friday, La Perla Negra and an Enemy. That's a show that I hardly ever make because every other weekend I'm either with my moms or my grands, but I will squeeze it in mm-hmm. if I can. Next Saturday I will be with La Perla Negra in getting the counseling that you can get at the Epiphany Universe. My cat. I can't. I tell people she's either awesome or awful. I will be with Just Jay every other Saturday, and we have the Just Jay and Justina show. Mm-hmm. It's a bit at the same number, same time, same location, and appreciate that. We'll be celebrating Black History Month to y'all. I have a section that we call Black History Facts, and I like to give them for the week, during the week that I do it. So I will continue that, obviously, in February, but we do this 365, so... I love y'all. I can't wait. I'm going to be with you, Joelle, tomorrow at the Poetry Corner. And one love, one mic.
One love, one mic, dear Mr. Warren.
King and queen, love y'all.
Love you too, sweetie. All right.
I've been loving you too long to stop now. And you want to be free. My love is growing stronger as you become a habit to me. Ooh, and loving you too long. I don't want to stop now. You, my life has been so wonderful. I can't stop now. And your love is growing. I've been loving you, oh, too long, to stop now, oh, 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 I've been loving you.
It's very hard not to make the stink face while listening to this playlist because, oof, taking me back, King.
Yeah, these songs are definitely fly zone. I mean, like I said, good, bad, and you know what I'm saying? Shit is real out here, you know?
Absolutely. That's the truth. That's the truth.
There's many, many Riverton moments when I take down memory lane.
Oh, yes. Oh,
but, you know. It is what it is. I mean, everything ain't for everybody, but some things are for somebody. You know what I mean,
Indeed. So how about, Kim, we want to keep this party rolling. We are nearing the hour of 11 o'clock. We do want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to get in. Do want to let you also know, if you're listening online, you have any second thoughts about giving us a call. If you would like to listen in, you know that Blog Talk Lady will cut you off promptly at 11 o'clock. So make sure that you give a call at 319-527-6300. And make sure you hit that one so that we can hear your lovely voices. All right, we're going to get back to these beautiful poets. It looks like Kane next up on the mic is another one of the Epiphany family, Just Jay. Just Jay, thank you so much for calling in the King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing this evening, sir?
Hey, I've been enjoying the show. Y'all been going in, the poets been going in. It's been nice. Hey, Joel, how you doing, brother?
Hey, everything cool, bro. You know what I'm saying? You just here entertaining with the poetry and the music and just keeping the vibe alive. You know what I mean?
Man, and it's up and running. Now it was, came in on hospice, but now it's hopped up. Y'all doing y'all thing.
So it came in on hospice.
Yeah, you know what, y'all doing love in here, and I had intended on not doing no poetry, but I ain't going to let no love go run by me. I had to get in here.
Okay. Well, we can't wait to hear what you have brought to us when you're ready. Wait, you know, we haven't caught up. You know, is there anything you want to let us know? What's been going on with you? You know, how you feeling about the topic?
Oh, man. I've been rebuilding myself. I've been rebuilding myself. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying it this go around. Normally it'd be a thing that's really vexing for me or what may have you. But I'm at the age now when I be rebuilding myself, I enjoy it.
Oh, wow. I love that. Yeah, sometimes you have to, you know, things have to fall apart in order for you to put them back together. And it can get messy sometimes.
Exactly.
But, yeah, you know, we're in your corner. It's good to hear you, though. Well, you know what? You came here to share some love poetry, and we can't wait to hear what you have brought to us. So when you are ready, the mic is all yours.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. King and Queen.
No doubt.
With the weight of the world on my head, my tears form a mighty river of renewal and rejuvenation. As these poems flow down this river of hope, dreams, levees, and lean, even in tumultuous streams, water froths into cream. As I hold my head high so the water falls in cascades to feed the young blades of grass. You see, this is full body needing, full body feeding from one who is blind. But yet my eyes weep in the melodies of rhythms, of the sound of sight, melodies make light in my mind's eye. As my heart sways like a willow in the winds of change and upheaval, as mountains push their peaks into the thoughts of solidarity, in my mind's eye I see you and I at the precipice, at the nexus of bliss. In ecstasy, you see, it's not just a dream. It's you next to me. Warm are my eyes in your view as we gracefully dance in the sun of our love, lingering in love like two marionettes who were made for each other, those lost puzzle pieces of completion that was thought not possible. When I found you, I thought it was not true. Even when we were locked in unison, my mind would not bend. The truth was, I fell in love. I fell in love with hurting. I fell in love with searching. Fell in love with love for my own dismay. With being afraid, I chose not to see you. Even though everything I was recognized in you. I was starving in this small house dipped with honey. From being the beautiful you of you, too long has my appetite gone for naught, and not seized the comb, the sweet honeycomb of your opulence, that now makes my mind's eyes shine, because your taste has brought my sight to full sun brilliance, and your nectar removed my blindness, and ushered love into this dry cave, and poured water onto this withered heart. Boom.
That was definitely dope piece, my brother.
Definitely. Thanks, bro. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you too, man. You know, you got a way of like, displaying your poetry. It was so hard body, you know what I mean?
I'm starting to stop fighting with it, man. I'm really starting to stop fighting with it. I used to always fight with it because I wanted to do something, and now I don't expect for it to do anything except for what's in there.
Express it how it lays, play how it lays. That's something Dave. Mr. Metaphoria says all the time, like, you know, don't fuck with it. Just let it come out. You know how he talks, straight, no chaser. Like, you know, just express it how it comes out and, you know, make peace with it instead of always, you know, expecting your poem to be something more. It's going to connect to the audience that it was meant to hear, but this is definitely, you know, had a melancholy sort of feeling to it. Like, when you were like, I fell in love with hurting and I fell in love with searching, I can understand that. It's like you know this perfect image of what being in love, a good love, could feel like, and then sometimes when that's missing, it's like a big part of the colors are a little less vibrant, and, you know.
Right. You know, we hate the situations we end up in, but those are the trails that we keep going down, and that's the part where it's like, oh, you didn't fall in love with searching. And you didn't fell in love with hurting, even though these things that you're called, these are actual people, and these are the types of people that you choose to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And this one person is hurting. This other person is searching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, very well done. I love the way that you put that together. That was really beautiful. Oh, thank you, Just Jay.
I appreciate you.
Poetry is something different because, you know, you come through and you're so lighthearted, but then you get real deep, you know. You have a lot of different facets to you, sir, and I'm loving all of them. Thank you so much for bringing them to us tonight.
Hey, y'all have a nice night. Y'all show is killing it.
Dina did let us know that you guys will be back next weekend, next Saturday night. Is that right? Not this one coming up, but the following Saturday.
We're going to. If you're going to catch us on Saturday, you have to catch us at the kitchen on Clubhouse, Small House of Poetry. We are about to go nuts with this Small House Poetry stuff this year. This, oh my goodness, I'm feeling a certain type of way right now. We're really buckling down, and we're about to go ahead and make a big push out here so that people know Small House of Poetry, the name of Small House of Poetry. They're like, oh, that's just Small House. We want it like that. We're gonna push. We're gonna work for that goal. Whether that happens or not, that's not the thing. The goal is to make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to work out. You know, much success to everything that you guys are doing over at Small House and here at Epiphany. You know, we look out for your success and watching everything moving and growing, and it is growing. Things sometimes take their own pace, and then in this day and age that we live in now, you never know that one show that affects the audiences the way that you expect them to and expands it. It happens in an instant. So all you have to do is to be diligent at your craft and at your work and it get comfortable with it. Because I think, I don't know if it's only me, but it's hard to get enough to accept the words that are coming out of your own mouth. you know?
Right.
Expression. Yeah, so.
We always expect somebody else to be in that position, and maybe we can go ahead and attach to them. When I first came here, speaking of how it's set up as far as one show to the next show, when I first came here, I thought that J-Rob and Van was the only people on the network. I had thought they were the only people on the network. And then I had ran into the Hurt Locker, and I was like, whoa, this is something totally different. And I didn't even know that they were, you know, like knew each other and all the rest of that type of job. But the way the structure that Epiphany had here, has here, and has been the formula for here, the blueprint for here, has been stable. It has been really stable, and it's been doing it for a minute at a strong clip. This right here was such a huge honor for us to be involved with Epiphany. It was just crazy. Got to give much props to Van and For Real and the whole Epiphany family. Just the good mornings in the morning. You know, it's all the small things.
Yeah, it's definitely a family atmosphere over here. And, you know, everyone's working together and pulling bits of inspiration from one another to cultivate good experiences for everyone every night. And it shows that it's expanding and it's growing. And, you know, you guys are back and, you know, I haven't been able to make every show, and lately, I haven't been able to make.
Oh, real life is out there. Don't be like that. Real life is really still out there.
It's kicking ass sometimes, but you know, we're gonna white knuckle through it, and you know, enjoy those sunny days. Definitely will. But Jay, we are going into a later time, and we do have more calls that we want to get to because you know the Epiphany.
All right. I just want to say the very next Saturday, not this Saturday, but the Saturday after next, it'd be me and Gina back on again.
Okay. The Saturday after next, we'll be back with the Just Jay and Gina show. All right. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. And Just Jay, again, thank you so much for reaching out and, you know, bringing us your poetry. It's been very beautiful. One love and one life, sir.
One love, one
I love life. You. Yes, sir.
All right. Take it easy.
No doubt.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the overflow. So in the interest of time, we're not going to play another song. We are going to get to the next poet because I hear her a lot on the network, and I know she, you know, is not new to the Epiphany family. She is quite a wonderful poet. Welcome it here on King and Queen's Quarters. Gwen C. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, sweetheart. Welcome. How are you?
Hello. How are you? Hi, King. Hey. Hi, Queen.
Hey, what's going on, Gwen? How you doing?
Hey. I am well. And thank you for that nice introduction. I appreciate you. That was so sweet.
You're most welcome. I've heard you a lot of nights, and I'm like, oh, he is amazing. You know, we don't hear enough of you, but we are definitely glad that, you know, you stop through to join us. We appreciate you. How are things going on your end?
All good. I've enjoyed y'all's show. I call a lot. I'm not always in a place where I can press that button, but I love listening to y'all's show. When I do get the call, y'all are always dope. And I'm not just saying that, like, I legitimately mean, I know you see that 502 on there most weeks, so I, like, really enjoy y'all's show. It's always a good one.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you. And we're glad you were able to hit that one tonight because we know you are going to slay. And what better way to close out the show than a Gwen C special? Ooh, I can't wait. we're talking black love ballads, so I know that you probably have some love poetry or, you know, love ballads, something about love that you'd love to share with us tonight, and you can't wait to hear it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I did pick out from the archive something old, so hopefully you guys will like it.
When you're ready. Yes, when you're ready to like it, you'll see.
Come, stroll the record store, dust albums off, let sun reflect on the covers as your eyes dissect them as you do me. My spoken word speaks to you from within music. We are often melancholy, circumstantial, evasive happiness with a touch of sad. We spin and spin. You are the needle. Without you, I do not play. Your persistence flows. You drive that shit. Like motorcycles I was raised on, yet I do not love to ride, but with you I jump on. The way you strengthen me empowers me to hold tight. Gasping at our adoration and for our breath, we speed together, then we slow. I wear shade simply to refute the blaze of your red flags, like the one where you love me deeply, proven by your statement, I ain't made love like that in a long, long time. But just like some believe God is a woman, you love the boss, the woman, the God in me, but not the skin on me. Yet I so valiantly hold you. Books you've given me I place near my face for a scent of you. Memories I try to spread, like Nina said to Darius, gather up each sound you left behind and stretch them on my bed. Because my mind cherishes every glimpse of you. For years we've danced around our bullshit, our twin flames ignited, fire nonstop like Nina and Darius, our hearts long ago melted, making one out of us. We steam, though not visible on the surface, hidden, but love has driven us to a place in which we can't hide nor escape. We are scrambled eggs made into omelet. You love Vita Gwen C, and I love your flavor when I slip, you slide. For each other, we play the role of savior. Damn, we savor each other's art and the art of each other. Our dreams, what we create in them sheets, our minds function from two brains, blood pumps bumping the same beat. Essentially, we're one heart. We love the same shit. We love to fuck with ambition. I mean, I love ambition so much that some been known to mention I'm difficult. So this is the first time I've ever said I aim to please, and it's because you are my sanctuary. But your peace doesn't work or exist without my poetry. In peace. Whew, that was fun to do a love poem. That was brand new. I've done love poem in a long time. Right, the need to contain myself. Thank you.
Oh, it took everything.
I forget love poems can be fun.
Oh, in spite of everything, and it was like it was. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! The evasive happiness with a touch of sad. I wear shades to refute the blaze of your red. What?
Man,
you got the God in me, but
it's
not
so
the
sad and so true.
Me. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Thank you.
Throw the whole mic away. You go. Hey. You did that.
Hey, Gwen, I hear collaboration coming.
Oh, okay. I'm always down for that. Those are the best pieces. Any collabs are always super dope.
Too.
Oh, I don't make promises
that
I don't keep. I would love it. I would.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that was absolute fire, Gwen C. Thank you so, so much.
I love that.
You know,
thank you both.
Anytime.
I appreciate the space.
You tell them you want to hit that one. Please come on through. We welcome this. This is what I was, you know, this closes the show out exactly how I was feeling. It's like Black love is so multifaceted and, we can look at it from one perspective or another. Most people choose one side of it or another, but this kind of like all encompassing. It's like both aspects of it. You challenge both sides of it. And it's really, I had goose flesh the whole time. Thank you. I'm for Clemson. Talk amongst yourselves, ladies.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
You're most welcome.
Sure,
thank you again for calling in to us tonight, Quincy. One love, and one mic, my dear.
One love, one mic. He's love, be the worst.
Thank you. Woo. Jeez Louise, that was, ladies and gentlemen, that was Gwen C. Showing us what she does best. Oh man, what a way to close out the show. That was so amazing. Kim,
right.
Before we get out of here, do you have any final remarks that you'd like to make?
Hey, I just want to say it was a beautiful, wonderful show with all the poetry and music and conversation. Mm-hmm. And look, hey, we did the damn thing. Word up.
Absolutely, absolutely. I just want to, you know, take a minute and let everybody know. All of the, you know, the poets that called in, thank you so much for joining us. Even if you didn't hit that one and you're just listening in, we appreciate your love and support and for vibing out with us. If you're listening online, the same. And if any given week you want to hit that one, we welcome you. We welcome, 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 welcome you. Thank you so much. Make sure that you meet us back here Monday night, 319-527-6300. And you can join the Epiphany Radio family 7 days a week. Tomorrow night it's one of Mojave's shows. I believe it's Honey Drippers. Then Wednesday is the Erotic Love Zone. Thursday is the Get Down. Friday, King, help me out. You know, my memory is not that great. Friday is Poetic Therapy. Don't hold me to it, but Fridays and Saturday nights are definitely a vibe. The shows switch up every week, so there's alternating weeks, but there's, you know, things might be a little bit different, but there's always a good show. Make sure that you come back on Sunday night and join the Inspiration Factor. It's definitely a vibe there. It's completely, you know, different and spiritual and inspirational to set the week off right. All right? And as always, ladies and gentlemen, one love and one mic. Thank you.
Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands. Come on, keep it going. Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands, everybody. Let's do it. You ready? Come on.
I just took my socks off.
Take them
off. I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.